I personally don't remember having much contact with my mother during term time. But I wasn't, because of my years in hospital and things like that, I wasn't. I was used to separation, so it didn't. I don't think it bothered me that much. In fact, when I was in hospital all year in 1967, my mother must have rung the ward at one point saying I hadn't contacted her, and I was kind of like, I was bribed to write to her once a week. I think I would have had to dictate them, because I say my mother didn't read Braille and I couldn't write. Mm. I'd have had to dictate them, but they're probably just, dear mum, hope you are well, I am well, goodbye, sort of thing. I'm sure they weren't much more informative than that. Mm. Had physio today. There'd be physio. And a lot of mucking around, because it was a kids ward, and I think there was school for some of them, but obviously I was a bit excluded from that because I couldn't see to do the schoolwork. Just a lot of listening to the radio, yes, and the routine. I just didn't get out of bed. It was, I suppose I must have been bored, but I think I had still had enough sight to read comics. I remember reading comics, listening to the radio. Family visits weren't as... Families weren't allowed to sort of visit any time in those days, or even stay on the ward like they are today, but I remember visits from the family.